your great-grandfather had three wives?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where any of them were born? Or?
No, I really don't. I'm sure it was this area, because at that time there people just didn't travel down here unless they, you know, lived down here or something, or were coming to live here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know their names either.
What about your great-grandfather on your grandmother's father? Was he born here, or?
Mr. Grandfather?
Yeah,
he was born here.
Great-grandfather.
Okay, here. It's my great-grandfather. It was my grandmother's father.
Yeah.
Daddy's mother's father.
Okay.
And his name was and he was born here. In fact, that was the wealthy part of the family, and he was a banker. And during the Depression, this was the early Depression. It must have been the one back in the, what was it, 1920 or 1919 or something like that. It was the first one. It wasn't the one in the 30s. He was a very good person. He lent money to a lot of people that never paid it back. And he pretty well lost his bank that way.
So that's how you're...
That's how they lost all their money. I always thought they were just poor managers, but my mother's mother, the other side of the family, I was saying something to her about, you know, it's a shame the other side of the family didn't hang on to their money, and she said, well, you know, it was just because he was a good person, and she was telling me about it.
Do you know about his education? I guess it would have.
I would imagine that he probably had some college. I don't know for sure. Uh-huh. I would say he probably did. And as far as my dad's father, I really don't know any farther back than him. They're the ones that came from Ireland, too. The
mm-hmm.
and the
What was that name?
Oh, that was my grandfather. His mother's maiden name was, and that's the only thing I know about him, because she gave him that name to carry on her maiden name.
Tell me about your husband. Where was he born?
He was born in San Antonio. And he lived there for about 3 years. And he moved to Alice, which is a small town about 30 miles over that way.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived there the rest of his life until I met him and drug him over here.
How did you meet him?
I met him at a midnight horror movie over in Alice, because I went to school in Robstown, and between Robstown and Alice is a little bitty town called Vanketti and another little bitty town called Agua Dulce. And all my friends came from Agua Dulce and Vanketti, and I'd go over and spend the weekends with them and stuff. And they all had cars, because they were all farmers' kids. And farmers' kids learned to drive a lot earlier than city kids. And so they had their own cars and everything, even though they didn't have driver's license. And we'd cut out and drive the 10 miles from there to Alice and go to the movies and run around and things like that. And we went to this movie, and I had just broken up with my boyfriend over here, and he'd joined the Air Force, and I was in a real dumpy mood. And my girlfriend said, oh, you know, come on, we'll go to the midnight show in Alice. And I said, okay. And we went over there, and we were sitting down, and these two boys came and sat down behind us, and my girlfriends knew them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both the guys were kind of smashed.
Mm-hmm.
And this one of them, he said, there was an empty seat beside me. He said, can I climb over and sit beside you? And I said, no, I don't think so, you know. I don't want to have anything to do with you. You're drunk and obnoxious and things like that. And he just kept pestering me, but finally I said, oh, I don't care if you sit there. It's a free country. You can sit anywhere you want to. And so he came up and he sat down there, and he kept trying to talk and everything.